Nobody has ever measured how much plastic pollution is in the sea and on the beaches here around the Lamu Islands off Kenya's northern coast. The campaigners on board this sailing boat want to give it a go. It's called the Flip Floppy and made from recycled plastic waste, named after the plastic sandals that cover it.
We're interested in understanding how we can create a circular economy for plastic waste here in a local environment like this. So to do that, we have to understand how much plastic is here. We have to understand how much people know about this issue.
The Flip Floppy crew members campaign against the use of single-use plastics and try to find ways for people to reuse plastic waste.
The Flip Floppy is the first sailing boat of its kind in the world, and this survey is the first of its kind to ever take place in this part of the Indian Ocean. The crew say they don't know exactly how much plastic pollution is in the ocean, on the beaches or in the mangroves, but they say they're sure that there's a lot.
And they're right. On every island they've stopped, plastic bottles litter the mangrove swamps that line the shores. By roping off squares and collecting and weighing the plastic in each, they could estimate how many tons are here and then share ideas with the communities of what to do with it all. Maimuna Shea already collects plastic waste from the beaches.
It has benefits. It has helped us. We collect the bottles and we put it in other plastics that we collect from the ocean. We've made plastic blocks and built a house from them.
Maimuna and her neighbours have joined plastic recycling projects before. They showed us what they've built from the waste they've collected, but the waste on the beaches is only part of the problem. This device collects tiny plastic particles from the sea. The samples will be sent to a lab to find out if the water here is as polluted as the coastline. Bahati Mayoma's travelled from Tanzania to help with the research. He says the particles are disastrous for fish.
If a plastic looks like food for a certain fish, it will be consumed. And we understand that plastic cannot be digested. This fish will end up actually either dying or their reproductive ability will be hampered.
For more than 1,000 years, seasonal winds carried traders in dhows across the Indian Ocean. Today, campaigners say the same winds are bringing plastic waste from as far away as China to these islands. They hope the Flip Floppy project will help the people living on them to deal with the growing challenge of plastic waste.
Well, Malcolm Webb joins us now live from Nairobi. Malcolm, so what does it mean that this resolution is now being passed? What will it do?
Well, the resolution commits the signatories, and there were no objections. All of the governments represented there have agreed to this resolution, and they have committed to, within the next 2 years, negotiate and implement a legally binding treaty on plastics, which is expected to restrict plastic productions and to also address this issue of plastic waste. Now, the researchers and the campaigners we just saw in the story there will take some weeks to process the data to find out how much plastic pollution is in that part of the Indian Ocean. But it's well known globally that plastic pollution levels are soaring. They're increasing exponentially, projected to in the coming decades. Plastic's contaminated the food chain. It's destroying marine environments. And campaigners are very excited. They say this resolution is a major step forward in empowering governments to tackle the companies that are profiting from the status quo and legislate in a way that will actually give a chance of reducing this escalating kind of pollution.
All right, Malcolm Webb for us in Nairobi. Thank you.